Welcome, friends! I hope you're as excited as I am for the season opener for Orchestra Nova Northwest, Essence American. My name is Casey Bozell, and I'm the concertmaster of this orchestra, as well as your guide to the pieces you'll be experiencing during this fantastic concert. Our show opens with a short piece called Dance Tribute for Orchestra. It's by Fred Onoue-Rosuke, also known as Fred O. Fred O is a living composer and modern-day ethnomusicologist. He's traveled extensively throughout the world, and his musical voice reflects the clear connection and lineage from the Caribbean and American Deep South back to African music. He has an impressive library of symphonic, chamber, and choral works. This dance tribute for orchestra with piano obbligato is a tune marked as stately, and it sets up some important recurring themes you'll see throughout the night, such as full and rich harmonies and dance-inspired rhythms. Second on the program is a piece featuring our string section, George Walker's Lyric for Strings. This has some interesting comparisons with Samuel Barber's famous Adagio for Strings. For one, it also started out as a slow movement of a bigger string quartet, and then it was republished later as a separate piece for string ensemble. And much like Barber's work, this reorchestration emboldens the theme and power of the movement and lets the harmonic structure shine through more prominently. Now, from a string player's perspective, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. This piece is written in F sharp major, and that's six sharps in the key signature. I would say that every sharp past four or so maybe tends to get a little bit more whining from the string players, and that's because every note in this key is a sharp, except for B, which means we have no open strings that we can play in the key. While it's a beautiful key, it can be a little tricky to tune. So, what Walker does to help this in the orchestration is have the basses and half the cellos hold an F sharp, the tonic of the key, for a super long time, actually 13 entire measures. And that provides a sort of bass drone note for the rest of the higher voices to tune to. Musically, it also creates this calm atmosphere while the upper voices have moving notes that kind of dip and swirl between the violins and violas. Here's what the main weaving theme sounds like against that drone note. The movement picks up momentum in the middle to a great, warm climax and ends where we started, with a lovely F-sharp major chord. The third piece on our program is by the extraordinary composer Florence Price. It features our fabulous soloist, Artina McCain. I can't wait for you to hear her. She will be performing the Concerto in D minor in one movement for piano and orchestra. This piece was published in 1933 and performed once by Price herself in 1934. After that, the piece was considered lost until 2009. Some of the parts were discovered as part of a big collection of music at Price's abandoned home, and the remaining ones were found later at an auction house. So with the combination of that, that was enough to reconstruct and republish the piece. Despite the name being in one movement, there are actually several distinct sections to the piece. The blend of classical, jazz, and spiritual influences throughout are pointed elements of Price's compositional voice. The first section highlights the virtuosity of the piano with passionate underscoring from the orchestra. This is followed by an adagio section with some very blues-inspired harmony. And the final section is a juba. Now, a juba is a style of dance that originates from plantation slaves. It's rhythmic, it's upbeat, it often involves hand clapping and slapping of the thighs to increase the momentum and the excitement. We get to play not one, but two jubas tonight, so stay tuned for an example of this rhythmic tune. Finally, we have the privilege to perform the piece that really put Florence Price on the map, her first symphony. Why was this so historic? Well, Price originally composed this in 1931 and submitted it to a compositional competition, and that won her first prize in the symphonic category. That event gained enough attention that it was then performed in 1933 by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. This makes Florence Price the first African-American woman to have a symphony performed by a major American orchestra. The attention is very well deserved. The piece is written in a compositional style that was pretty typical of symphonies from the classical and romantic era. The first movement sets an emotional tone, which has lots of melodic and rhythmic components, very similar to the symphonic works of Dvorak. You actually may hear some influence directly taken from Dvorak's Ninth Symphony. The second movement is a noble sounding hymn, and it features some fantastic brass chorales. Skipping ahead to the fourth movement, it's a rapid finale, which will end this exciting concert really well, but let's go back to the third movement for a moment. Other symphonies from the Romantic era may have had a scherzo or even a minuet and trio for their third movement. It was mainly serving as a transitionary movement from the slow and calm second to the very often fiery fourth movement. Price chooses another juba. And the main theme of this is too fun not to highlight. So here's a section directly from the first violin part. And that will conclude our concert of these wonderfully fun works featuring a roster of exclusively Black composers. We as the musicians are so excited for the energy that's sure to light up the room. After the concert, I hope you feel free to find myself, our conductor, Stephen Bias, or any of my fantastic colleagues on stage and let us know what you thought. We're always happy to talk more about our experience in this orchestra. On behalf of Orchestra Nova Northwest, thank you so much for attending. And we'll see you at the show.